USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 12,000 people in 8 California counties are under wildfire evacuation orders from the Dixie Fire. The Dixie Fire, the second largest in California's history, was threatening Indian Valley homes Monday night. The fire has burnt more than 482,000 acres. New U.S. sanctions have been dropped against the leader of Eastern European country, Belarus. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. The statement also cited the forced landing of a passenger aircraft passing through Belarus's airspace so that police could arrest a prominent opposition journalist as justification for the new sanctions. Lukashenko said Monday at a press conference there was no need for sanctions as he was ready to negotiate with the West.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Chicago Police Department reported Monday two brothers were arrested for the fatal shooting of Chicago police officer Ella French over the weekend. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. His brother, 22-year-old Eric Morgan, was charged with unlawful use of a weapon and obstruction of justice. Although they have the most stringent gun laws in the country, David O'Neill Brown, superintendent of police in Chicago, says thousands of guns have been confiscated off the streets this year alone.
So far this year, Chicago police officers, the brave men and women of this fine department, have recovered 7,536 guns. That's a 23% increase over the same period a year ago. And just yesterday, I want to make a note of this. After the tragic events of Saturday, Chicago police officers covered an additional 33 guns last night. Let that sink in. Because every encounter to recover a gun is a potential deadly force encounter.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ivy League school Princeton University in New Jersey is offering a new course this semester titled Black Lives Matter and pushes the critical race theory. Former professor at Princeton, Dr. Carol Swain, tells Fox News, "This is un-American and what you can read to understand the views of CRT and what's wrong with it."
Critical race theory was around, it's been around for decades, but what we do know is that it did not stay on the university campuses, that it has permeated every sector of our society, and we know the harmful effects of taking that dangerous ideology that divides Americans into the K-12 classrooms. And so I think that we now see that there needs to be a reckoning with universities, especially those that are turning out the future leaders of tomorrow, the Ivy League schools, where the graduates dominate our society. And we need to stop selecting Supreme Court justices almost exclusively from that environment. And while I have your audience, I'd like to point out that I have a new book on critical race theory that offers strategies on how to fight back. It explains what it is, where it came from, how it impacts our society, why it's un-American. It runs counter to our Constitution, and we don't have to stand for it. And the book is Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.